Breaking news.
This is the guy that's going to give him the biggest fight.
And then guess what?
Fox fight.
He got hit.
I've seen Jackson come back.
Hey, what's up, guys? Boxing with B.
Hey, everyone without the paycheck.
All right, before we dive straight into this, be sure to hit that like button. Subscribe if you haven't already.
Hit that little bell for notifications so let you know when the new video's out.
Something I don't know about.
Nope.
All right, so also another thing, live tweeting. If you want an instant like response every
Correct.
Fight, you can find us on Twitter, so be sure to do that. All right, so this weekend we saw Berchelt versus Oscar Valdez.
That was good.
We said it was going to be a Mexican war.
And
we saw a Mexican war. I don't think it was exactly what we thought was going to happen.
I kind of did. Remember, I told
you. You did see it like that, but you didn't at the same time because you didn't think it would turn out like that.
It just got, I have to admit, I got really surprised when I saw how physique Berchelt was over Valdez. But then,
like bigger wise, right?
Yeah, but then I realized that the other guy is a boxer puncher also.
Yeah.
So that's what he did.
Yeah, but at the same time, like I had said too, when they were weighing in, I'm like, look how chiseled Berchelt looks for the weigh-in. And you're like, yeah, but that kid's good. And it's like, we know he's good.
Yeah.
When he went into this fight with Valdez, that first round, even the commentators were saying, Berchelt is a little bit slow to start. You know, give him a few rounds and he'll get the hang of it. You know, he'll start getting his timing going.
Valdez gave him a few rounds, all right?
Yeah. And the one thing I kept saying is, move your head, Berchelt.
Berchelt is a champion that everybody knew that he gets hit a lot, right?
Yeah.
But he knows how to hit back.
Yeah,
really
but,
good.
But you know what they had said before, too, is that Valdez was throwing that left hook, and that left hook catches him.
Yeah, and it caught him.
Oh,
caught
my goodness.
Caught him several times, and it caught him at the end, too.
When you say heart of a warrior,
these were both
Berchelt,
Mexican champions, that warriors that knew how to fight.
Yes.
They were like the Barreras, the Moraleses that fought, came to fight.
So do you like how they even presented it? They showed all of the Mexican wars before that, and then they displayed this one.
Of course, because
it was
true.
Would you put this one in that category?
In that category, yes, it was. It was a great fight between both of them.
Yeah.
You know, so even though one of those guys was like us, Mexican-American, but resides in Mexico, doesn't matter.
He was born in Mexico, though.
Was he?
Yes, he was born in Mexico. He lived out here for a little bit, and then he moved back to Mexico.
Oh,
speaking of Valdez.
Okay, so I did not know. He's in Hermosillo, so it doesn't matter. That kid fought a good fight. He had a good game plan. Credit what I don't like, Eddie Reynoso. He did well. He did good for him, right?
You got nothing against the trainer, though.
The trainer has nothing to do with
it. You're just saying that because
it's just I don't like that one time where the Mexican meat came out to effect.
Oh,
I don't see Canelo eating a kilo of meat every day.
Okay, yeah, I could see
that.
That's
where I see it wrong.
All right, but Valdez, he put on a great performance. He's been on a knockout streak.
And he stayed on the knockout streak.
But that was the surprising part, to go in there against Berchelt. And you know what line stuck to me, Pop? When he actually said at the beginning, he said, look, you know, we're friends, we're from the same place. But at the end of the day, he's like, either my family eats or his family eats.
Oh, you know what? That quote shouldn't have been that, because they both ate. They both got
paid
well.
But it's the mentality of like,
who moves, who goes and moves on.
Yeah, they're both gonna make their pay. They're both gonna make their paycheck.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, that's a good mentality.
Well, I like it. Hopefully, Berchelt has a rematch clause because he knows what he did wrong.
Move his head.
Come back. It could be another trilogy exactly like Barrera and Morales.
Yeah, but I think after that knockout, he needs some time.
Oh, yeah. He's going to have some time off.
Let's talk about that.
I think, to me personally, when his corner saw that he wasn't there no more, and going to later rounds, they should have said, no mas.
This is the second
Save
weekend.
Save your fighter to another fight.
This is the second weekend. We just talked about it the last weekend. This weekend, we see this fight happen, and it's the same thoughts. It's like, we all saw that one punch knockout coming. Why not save your fighter?
Yeah. Why not save your fighter from being really, really hurt?
You know, you see your fighter is not even keeping his guard up anymore, and he's here and he's desperate and he's just throwing here.
Throwing without power.
Exactly.
Without
That's another
nothing.
Thing.
And the sad part was when this kid got knocked out, he got knocked really out. For a minute, the doctors thought he was not going to wake up.
Yeah, I mean, even us watching it, we're like, man, it's been a minute.
It was a little bit worse than Pacquiao's knockout from Morales because Pacquiao took time too. You see, I've seen people die in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, Ted Blad, sorry to say that, but I've seen it. And not that it looked the same, but yeah, you know, they were scared for him at the beginning. You know, even the doctors moved his corner when his corner was trying to tell him, no, they told him, get away from him.
Yeah.
This guy needs medical attention. Even when he was in the ambulance.
He was still reacting
slow.
And
they brought the camera to his face. He was not there either.
Yeah. I mean, we're wishing him a speedy recovery.
Yes, great champion, campeón. Ojalá que todo te salga bien y nada se quede así. Y sales otro día para otra vez ser campeón del mundo otra vez.
You know, and that's what Valdez even said at the end. He said, I don't even doubt that Burchelt won't get back into that ring and be world champion again.
Yeah.
But like we said, take your time, you know, come back healthy, speedy recovery.
Yeah, champ.
But let's go over to the UK. In the UK, we saw one that I'm going to credit. I'm going to say, good stoppage. Your corner actually looked out for you. Josh Kelly stepped into the ring, undefeated. You know, another UK fighter that they're going to put at the top and say, Josh Kelly is, you know, this, this, this. But at the end of the day, the corner did what they had to do. And so first off, let's talk. When it started, Josh Kelly was in control, it seemed
beautiful
like.
Beautiful boxing he was doing.
He,
head
you
movement,
know
head
what,
movement,
though?
Speed.
He had that Floyd Mayweather stance.
Mentality.
And this is the thing, though, is like, it bothers me because there is one Floyd Mayweather.
Only one.
Junior. And he mastered that. Yep. Don't jump and take things, okay? It's like, he got cocky, you know, even with Floyd when he would do this. And then even when he'd come in, you know, he would use this right here, forearm you and push you. But then he'd be ready to move that head. Josh Kelly, I saw that. He did not. He'd come here, he used them Floyd Mayweather move, but he did not move his head. So as soon as the other guy started picking up and adjusting to him, he started doing that. He'd wait for it. And then as soon as he'd get pushed back with the forearm, he'd bring it over.
But you forget, the other guy was a champion.
Yeah.
You know, a champion that we don't know about because we're not Europe. We're not from Europe. It's a European champion. I have no idea what the belt that is.
Yeah.
But he you know, the commentators said, you guys better watch out. This guy starts slow, but he knows how to finish and he's a hard hitter.
Yeah.
So Kelly better watch out.
Yeah. But Kelly started getting cocky too.
Because he hurt him.
Yes, he did. Early. I think it was like the second round.
Well, he hurt him and he stunned him. And the other guy wobbled. But he recovered real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Josh Kelly even started going like this, putting his hands up, like, hit my body. Oh, yeah, good work. It's like, oh, bro, if you only knew what was going to happen to you in the later rounds.
Well, the last person I saw him do that, he really did, was Mickey Ward did that to Arturo Gatti. Hit me. But Ward took all his punches well.
You know what I did see, too, with Josh Kelly is the different styles that he kind of made his own. He put them all together because he was even doing the jab, move, duck,
fight. He was trying to show all his skills at the beginning of the fight.
Yeah.
Period. He was.
But then it happened. He got caught.
He got
dropped. Was not recovering well. He touched the canvas, which was pretty smart because, you know, it gives him that 10, you know, time to recover, but it wasn't enough. He tried to recover like his opponent did, but his opponent
is a great finisher.
Yes. He didn't even give him time. As soon as he got back up, he rushed in, took care of him, and then dropped him. This is what I like is that Josh Kelly, I will say, didn't look as hurt as Warrington did or as Burchelt did, okay? But when he touched the canvas, his corner knows him. His corner knows what he's capable of. Even though he's undefeated, they have seen him sparring and stuff. They know what he can take.
Yep.
But when they saw him touch the canvas, they didn't think, oh, man, you know what? He's going to lose his O. Maybe we should wait a little longer.
Yeah, see we're not if even the referee thinking about
stops. That. No, they already saw he's been damaged. They threw that towel in right away.
Yeah, so
and
he did it.
The fight. And so Joe Kelly could stand up and walk to his corner and be, semi-okay.
And walk out of the ring okay.
Exactly.
Not carried out of the ring.
So credit to your corner, Josh Kelly. You have
they
an
saved
upper
you.
Hand.
They saved you for another day.
Yes.
Learn from your mistakes and you'll be up there once again.
And look, that O doesn't mean nothing. You lost your O, but hey.
It doesn't mean nothing. Look at Canelo. An undefeated fighter. Mayweather beat him and he didn't go down the drain. He went up to be better than he was before.
Yep. And this is the thing. The main thing, if you take anything from this, is that your corner jumped in to save you.
Your career, I think.
Exactly. You're going to step out of the ring. Yeah, you got a wake-up call.
Yes.
You got your wake-up call, but look, you got your wake-up call without being like, where am I?
Yep.
You got your wake-up call saying, I lost. I know where I'm at. I'm going home to my family.
Just like they always say, the other guy was a better man that day.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, you'll be back up there.
Yeah. But good fight because it was a turn of events.
Yes, it was.
It was a turn of events. Okay, so anything else you want to add about this Valdez fight or anything?
No, just all the, you know, the people like Chavez Sr. and all them saying that Burchelt was going to win. And yeah. Teofimo Lopez going crazy up there. And then you got Stephen Shakur sitting in the wall. Stephen Shakur, to me, is going to clean up that.
Okay, well, Valdez even said, I know that Stevenson has been wanting this fight. You know, I'll fight him.
Hope you keep your words. Hope you do it. Hopefully.
I think he will. I think that'll be a good fight.
Eddie's going to talk to him and say, look here, I'm your manager. This don't jump.
He's not his manager. He's his trainer. Well, wait, that Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie Hearn? I don't know if he...
No, it's not Eddie Hearn.
No?
Eddie Hearn also still has a little thing in their ear. Don't bite more than you could chew. This kid is hungry also. You know? And Stevenson has a lot of good traits. A lot of good moves. God.
Young.
He's great. You know, I'm not going to compare him to Mayweather. Like he said, don't compare me to no one. I'm me. So that me... I think it's going to clean up. I like Valdez still. I really like him a lot, but I'm pulling that Stephen Shakur will clean him up.
Well, Stevenson Shakur, we'll see how that turns out, if it turns out. But another little touch, because we didn't really watch this fight too much. I mean, we had it on, is the Adrian Broner versus Giovanni Santiago. Why didn't we pay attention to it too much? Because it was on the same time as the Burchelt versus Valdez. Now you tell me, which one are you going to be watching?
Yeah, and the other fight
I know
great.
You guys watched the Valdez-Burchelt one. And plus, the other one was on Showtime. But long story short, I mean, Adrian Broner came out with that win by decision. A lot of people think it was an upset. Giovanni Santiago lost his O.
The commentators also had Giovanni Dos Santos winning the fight.
Giovanni Dos Santos. Whatever it is,
yeah,
Giovanni. A soccer player, bro.
Yeah, the other guy winning the fight.
So Santiago... you know, lost the fight, but Broner even came out at the end and said, he basically sent a message like, keep me in the ring. Keep me in the ring and I'll be out of trouble. I'll stay out of trouble.
There's no one to keep me in the ring. It's keep yourself in the ring. Yes. I like Broner. Keep yourself in the gym. Don't go. If you get that phone call, don't go out there. Stay in the gym.
This is another thing though. He says this and then right after he's like, there's nothing to do out here. You're in lockdown. It's like,
stay in your
that's
room.
That's what you need
read
to do.
Read a book. You know, you have your
focus.
Body strength. Straight into your mind also. You know, you were smart. You could tell you could still know the boxing game.
Yeah. You pointed that out in this corner every time he talked. Yeah. You said that.
You were a great champion at one time. 4-division champion, I believe. This guy was great. To me, when he first started, I loved him. I remember seeing, it's Broner fighting. Yeah. But then...
he was exciting.
Then, you know... no, but not only that, he got in trouble outside. That's why he wasn't taking anything too serious.
Yeah.
You know, take
your fight
serious.
Broner is an exciting fighter. I'm glad that he went back into the ring. I mean, I just hope that...
2 years. 2 years it took him to get that.
Mentally, focus back on what gave you success.
Yes. Get back on top of the world.
Give us the Adrian Broner that was first starting, that was
putting
on
a couple rounds, you did show it there when he dropped it. I thought he dropped the other guy, but the other guy stood somehow, didn't touch the canvas.
His glove was like this close.
But it didn't happen. But, you know, Broner,
Broner, it was good seeing you back in the ring.
Yeah,
stay with it.
Stay busy.
Focus on what you need to focus on.
Maybe
come on,
like Evander Holyfield, you could shock the world again.
Yeah.
And once again, because there's always a good fight in you no matter what.
This upcoming weekend, your boy, Canelo, is stepping back into the ring against Yildirim.
Who?
Yildirim. I think that's how I'm saying it, right?
Okay, so no, Charlo. No, you know, Munguia. Oh, I'll even say no Triple G. No Benavides.
No.
Not the guys that we all consider being the top best fighters out there. And then who?
Well, he's fighting him and he is actually with Joel Diaz.
Yeah, Joel Diaz is a great trainer, but who?
Yeah. I get you. I get your point. But he's going to step into the ring with them. Are we going to tune in? Of course we're going to tune in.
I'm going to be tuning in just to see him lose, which I doubt is going to happen.
Hater.
You know, I'm not trying to hate. I'm trying to, I want to see a fight. I want to see him.
I hear you.
I want to see him fight. Like when we all cheered when he took the Triple G fight.
Yeah.
Right? That was a good fight. Even though Triple G won the first time, it doesn't matter. But I want him to fight the top. You know, if he beats all these guys, he is the best. He is the best.
Well, I guess his plan is after this one, he goes after Billy Joe Saunders and then Caleb Plant. We'll see how that turns out, but that's this weekend.
Where's Benavidez? Benavidez is there. He wants his belt back.
Undercard. Undercard is Julio Cesar Martinez. That kid, if you haven't seen him, he is... we just saw Mexican style this weekend. You want to see more Mexican style fighting? Tune into that undercard. He's the co-main, I believe.
There you go.
He'll be fighting against Puerto Rico's. I believe his last name is Arroyo.
That should be a good fight.
Mexicans versus Puerto Ricans. Always great fights. Yep. Always great fights. But so he's going to be stepping into the ring against him. Martinez has one loss, I think. Yeah, Martinez has one loss. His opponent is 20-4. But never both of these fighters have never been knocked out.
So it's going to be a good fight. They're going to go at it pretty good.
Yeah. So be sure to tune into that one. I'm telling you, don't be like those people that wait for just the main event. Like, make sure you fit this one into your schedule.
In, yes.
Watch it. Because that co-main might even steal the show.
Yeah. I've seen some that have done it.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it.
Yep. So lights out.